Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Peggy. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I've done this work as it's laid out in the big book with the help of a big book step study sponsor and a living guide. Made all my amends and willing to make any more that show up in my life, and live in 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability every day. Thank you all for being here, and today, this is the third step, and this is the one that launches us out into the fourth step. So when I did my work, I was very anxious to get to this step because this was my permission now to find out all the stuff about myself and to go forward. So in the first paragraph, it's talking about how it works, and rarely have we seen a person fail who's thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not, they're talking about honesty. If you're not honest, you're not going to recover. If you're not honest, you're not going to be able to get to the bottom of things. And it's very, very difficult for us, without God's help, or at least me, without God's help, to be thoroughly honest. Because I like to kid myself. I lived under delusion. I lived under false information, and then anything else I could come up with on my own, you know, that made sense. So this whole first chapter talks about we have to be honest if we're going to recover. And if you cannot be honest, your chances are very, very slim. But God's a gracious God. He does help people out. So you might make it anyway. But you're not going to have the recovery that you want. The next chapter talks about willing to go to any length to get it. I know a couple of people that when Big Book Step Studies started, they drove to Ocala, they drove to Ormond, and then we had a lot of people when we first started Big Book Step Study in Jacksonville who came from all these outlying areas to come and be our speakers. And they went to any length to provide this program to us. I went to every Sunday meeting that I could possibly go to. The only times that I could not go was if I was out of town with my parents who were aging or something came up with my husband. You know, on occasion I got sick, but I was at every Sunday meeting. And that was what I was willing to go through. There were a lot of family things that I had to rearrange on Sundays and reschedule later, earlier, so that I could go. And driving, I used to drive, and most of those meetings used to last an hour and a half at that time because they were huge. And we had a lot of people who crossed over and they could share. So between the speaker and the other people, it went usually the 90 minutes for sure. So I drove over, spent 90 minutes, and then drove home. So that was about 3 hours out of my Sunday that was gone. But I was willing to do it because what I heard was the recovery that I wanted. And I knew that it wasn't gonna hurt me in any way, shape, or form to be there because I learned something new every single time I was there. Something new got passed on to me. And I used to pray before the meeting in the quiet time, God, please open my ears, my mind, and my heart so I can hear what I need to hear. And by golly gee whiz, I did. So I was willing to go to any length to get it. And I think now that those of us who continue with the program, we are willing to go to any length to get it. We're willing to do the steps every day. We're willing to do our 10th step. We're willing to sponsor. We're willing to go to meetings. We're willing to help out in any way, shape, or form that we can. So we're willing to go to any length. Those who don't want to do that, don't. And that's a shame. But if they don't want to go to any length to get it, then they're not ready. At some of this, we balked. My question to myself when I was going over this before the meeting was, did I balk at being honest? Did I balk at turning my life over to God? Or did I balk at doing all the work? Where did I balk? Well, all three, if I'm honest, which is what I'm trying to be. So I did balk at the beginning of being honest, because up until that time, I didn't know what real honesty was. So I said, okay, I'll be honest, but, you know, I might leave this out, or I might leave that out, or I might paint this real pretty instead of, you know, what it really is, blah, blah, blah. And then was I willing to have God take over my life? Well, sort of, kind of, but I still wanted to be in charge of a few things. You know, he could do most of it, but I wanted to be in charge of a few things. And then did I balk when I was writing? Absolutely. I had to stop a couple of times, and then it was, like, really hard to start again. It was like, And then thank God, in some ways, that I have some ego and pride, because I thought, I've been going to these meetings for over almost 2 years, and I've been sitting in those rooms, and I know all these people, and by golly, I am not gonna not finish this work. I'm gonna do it. So my defect of pride and ego actually spurred me on. So that was a good thing. And God knew that, because that's what he did. So we have to be fearless and thorough from the very start. And if we're working with a Big Book Step Study sponsor, we're going to be. There's just no doubt about it. You're gonna be thorough and honest. When it talks about without help, it is too much for most of us. At the beginning of page 59. What I have to ask myself questions all the time. What's too much for me? Is it the honesty? Is it writing? Is it living life on life's terms? What's too hard for me without God's help? Well, just about all of that. I couldn't have been honest. I couldn't have done the writing. And I can't live life on God's, on life's terms without God. So this whole thing is, it's about turning my life over to God in every way, shape, or form. So when it also goes on to talk about many of us can't do this, we say, but in order, I can't go through with it. I can't live a life relying on God, or I can't do all this writing. What is it that I can't do? I can't go through with it. It's just too hard. Well, my life was too hard the other way. I was willing to say, maybe there's a better way. Not an easier, softer way, because that wasn't going to work either. But, and there was a person in Big Book Step Study that said, I don't remember. I was thinking of something. But anyway, about the easier, softer way. I couldn't remember. This is the easier, softer way. This is the easier, softer way. It doesn't appear to be when we're doing the work, and it might not to people who are waiting to sign up. But this is the easier, softer way, because the other way was too hard. Life was just too hard. So this A, B, and C, I recognize this as the first three steps. To me, there are steps 1, 2, and 3, that A, B, and C on page 60. So those are my steps. I couldn't manage my own life. No human power could have relieved me. And God could and would if I sought him. So that's that. Then we go into all the personality, all the behaviors, all the attitudes which make us qualified to do this work. There is quite a list. It's like, what, 2 pages? I mean, they cover everything. Every twist of character, every twist of thinking, every twist of attitude that we could possibly have. And I was thinking about when I first started my career in banking, I wanted to be a boss. I didn't want to be just somebody who took orders from somebody else, because after all, I knew what I was doing, right? So I wanted to be a boss, a supervisor, a manager. Okay, eventually I achieved that. Well, and being who I was, suffering from all these things, I was trying to direct everybody like in a play. this person had to do this, this person had to do that, this person had to do this, they had to do it at this time, they better do it accurately, da 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 da. And if they didn't, okay, I was in a turmoil, I was on a warpath, I was chewing them out, I was overbearing with them and maybe even demoting them, whatever it was, because it was their fault that they screwed up. If they just listened to me, it would have been just fine. So I had to learn the hard way that those behaviors were not going to work in every situation. So what did I do? I stuffed them down on the side, and they came out in different ways. Passive-aggressive, snotty sometimes, ignoring people, not answering an email, whatever. Whatever it was that I just didn't feel like doing, I would do it. I got called up short on it, but I was really good at my job, so I didn't fear that I was going to get fired. So I didn't. But in technicality, I really should have, because I was a pretty big brat. So these behaviors, all of this stuff, on the one hand, being quite virtuous, patient, generous. I mean, I look like a nice boss. I would listen to your problems. I would let you have off if you were sick. I wouldn't, you know, if you needed to go take your child to the dentist or whatever, okay, fine, go ahead. Just make sure you get your work done first and make up your time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can have that day off. Nobody else is having that vacation off, blah, blah, blah. But you would pay me back for all those favors. There was no doubt about it. And I'm not proud to say that I was like that, but that's what I was. That's not what I am now. So that's how the disease manifested itself in some of my ways. And I was consumed with myself and what I wanted, and these other people weren't doing what I wanted them to do, and they were causing a lot of trouble for me, because I was the center of the universe. But now when I'm doing this work, I realize that most of that was out of my own making. So now I get to the third step prayer. And this third step prayer, as I understood it when my sponsor worked with me, was I was saying this prayer because I was going to turn my life over to God. I was going to use him to help me write my fourth step. And I was going to be willing, after the work was done, to carry this message to other people and to do the work this way and to share it. So that's what I understood the third step to be when I took it with my sponsor, because it was all about something I wanted, which was the recovery, and I wanted to figure it out. But when I go back and I read it now and I think about it now, it's when I say, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Here's another construction term. You know, we have a lot of different construction terms in this book. And in this chapter alone, it talks about the arch to freedom. So here's another construction. But he's going to build with me as I do his bidding. So he's going to show me, he's going to show others just what he wants if I do his bidding. The bondage of self, he's going to relieve me of the bondage of self as long as I want it gone, which I do. And I need to get rid of it so I can do his will and get out of the way. I need to get out of the way. the difficulties, take away my difficulties, that victory over them. So life's hardships, their heartaches, disappointments, harm, errors in judgment, all the difficulties that I've had in my life and possibly what other people have in their lives, I want him to take away those difficulties so that he can show, because of my recovery, that there's victory and I can bear witness to his power, his love, and his way of life. So that's what this prayer means to me now. It's not just a do it and get over it and move on thing. So wherever you are in the process, visiting, reading, writing, crossed over, keep doing it. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you.